and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 439. How are we all doing? You're being quiet, Mike.
No, with you? I was just going to say.
You were pondering.
No, 439.
Yes, I just said that.
439.
Yes.
4395689.
Whatever. Have you been on something, dear?
No.
I have no idea.
And 4398208.
Right. Okay. Is this some kind of weird code?
Yeah.
Oh, okay then.
No.
Hello, Renee.
It's the phone number at me when I lived at my mum and dad's, and it's the phone number from the flat. 439 is the Bramall code.
Oh, it is. You're right.
Yeah.
Now it's all come back to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can I just point out you've lived here for 20 years?
Yeah.
So I've forgotten the number that I used to ring.
I know the number from here, when we had a phone.
Yes, yeah, so do I. We haven't got a phone now.
No.
Anyway, hello one and all. Renee, congratulations. Hello, Alex. Oh, and there's Jonathan with three Ys. You clearly had time today. You were frantically refreshing again. Oh, Jonathan, your time will come. It will. Renee's got beautiful weather. And did I not read, Renee, on the news? Netherlands, according to our news, which, you know, could be complete hogwash, Netherlands coming out of lockdown today. Is that right? Let me know. I don't like beautiful weather. So we've got the window open and we had the fan on earlier because it's horrible. It's oppressive. Ah, you see, Renee got that was a phone number. Is there something that you two need to tell me?
No.
CQ, Deb. Oh, Renee says just lucky. Ah, we don't believe it, Renee. No, there's skill involved in this. Don't dissuade young Jonathan from that. So it's Friday, which means it's Two Show Friday. How has the end of the week been? Mine, frantic. Went into the first session today after being up half the night doing sessions last night. So got to bed about 6-ish, up again before 12. Got into the session and there was about 40 of us, ended up about 60, but I think at this point there was about 40. The way it's configured on Zoom is you've got to let people in. There's a lobby and you've got to let people in. And the presenter was on his own. He's supposed to have a co-presenter, but he was on his own. So he asked for a volunteer to co-present, you know, to co-host and let people in. Not a single solitary soul volunteered. So I thought, oh, the poor guy, I'll do it. Oh, oh, that was fun. Anyway, it went okay. So that was my Friday. That was 12 o'clock. That didn't finish till about 1:45. Then I had a 3 o'clock. So I had to get ready then for the 3 o'clock. Then we had the 3 o'clock that was supposed to run till 4 o'clock, but actually didn't finish till 10:50. This is how my day goes, you know, because if you filled the gaps in with little tasks, you wouldn't be doing little tasks, would you?
No.
Because you've got no time. No. So what about everybody else?
Jonathan's not happy.
Oh, dear.
Jonathan's logged into After Hours.
Yes.
To find that I'd beaten him.
Oh, poor Jonathan.
Jonathan, the upside is that your comment has been captured. That's why I went in early, to enable the save chat thing.
Oh, dear me. Oh, Jonathan's looking forward to tonight's show. Excellent. Not today, but next week. So it's next week, is it? Our figures are going the other way. It's not looking good here. The stats were out for the end of the week. I think this was late last night. The Indian variant numbers have doubled in the last week. And I'm thinking, I don't get this. I don't. Even if it's more contagious. Haven't we got 60 million vaccines doled out? What percentage of the population's now vaccinated?
No idea.
Because they're clearly the Muppets that are going out and causing these problems. Because I'm not. Oh, well, never mind. So June could be put back to July. And then, of course, we've got, what's his face? Cummings all over the papers saying that Hancock should be sacked. And I'm thinking, have we forgotten Barnard Castle? Because I will never, ever forget Barnard Castle. You idiot.
I think he's conveniently forgotten
it. It's amazing, that, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. Because whatever you say about Hancock, whatever you say about Boris, he wasn't going out on a jolly to Barnard Castle as an eye test, was he?
No.
Simon could have a fit with that story. Anyway, so next week. Awesome. Oh, Renee says Teams was not the biggest success. What happened? You managed to moderate, got all the questions asked and hands lowered. That's a success. There you go. Hello, Tony. That looks like Feel Good Friday for Tony, don't you think? We've got nearly 39 million people vaccinated. Well, in that case, how on earth is the R rate going up? And how on earth is this thing spreading? It makes zero sense. Because surely if you're not vaccinated, you're going to carry on being careful. I have no intention of leaving the house. None whatsoever. I don't understand it. Oh. I don't. Do you think they've just not got enough DNA samples yet?
The delivery's moved.
Oh, to when?
7:25 to 7:55.
He's waiting for Wendy.
It was 7:09 to 7:39.
Well, if it's Wendy, she'll definitely be here, won't she? Because she wants to see Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea.
Hello, Sweet Pea.
Now, you see, look, in the Netherlands, where they're sensible, right, the R rate's lowering dramatically, and ours is going the other way. Tony's excited because paperless is a mission go, and he's all rocking and rolling with it. Excellent. Excellent. That sounds like a really good project. I had a bit of success on that front. Anthony's not in yet, is he? You remember me saying about that scanner that Anthony's got that does books? I wouldn't really have a need to do books. But magazines are a different kettle of fish entirely. They don't fit into my scanner. Now, some of them do, some of them don't. And sometimes the scanner just takes one on itself. So I've got these two magazines that I've been subscribed to since forever, every month. And I noticed the other day as I was actually reading it, I thought, hang on a minute, this looks like A4 or fractionally wider, but certainly not the size it was the last time I checked it. Would it fit through the scanner? And the answer was no. So when I'd finished with it, I opened the scanner and I put I didn't take any pages out. I just put the entire magazine in the sheet fed bit at the back to see if it would fit. Oh, success, it does. So I promptly scanned two issues. Perfect. So that's 50% of my magazine's paperless now. As you know, when you subscribe to a magazine, and they do a digital subscription, but I don't like digital subscriptions, because if they just gave you a PDF, I'd go digital in a heartbeat. But it's one of these like weird systems where you've got to have an app and you've got to do this and you've got to stand on one leg. I just want a PDF, and I would pay the same amount for a PDF. But they don't do a PDF. So I'm making my own. But seriously, if you want me to take a magazine, because if I've got a magazine and I want to lend that magazine to the next door neighbour, I can do that. Their problem is with a PDF that you can multiply the PDF to multiple people, not just hand it off to one person. But I would pay the same amount for a PDF. They just don't do it. Same with the books. We've said that with Affinity. Just give me a PDF version, because the PDF version can then be updated. But the paper one, less so. Plus the fact, as we all know, the last one took about 3 months to arrive. When it arrives, it's in like a plastic bag and it's beaten to heck. PDF, way forward. But not everybody thinks so. Right. Kim is practically giddy about her black hole usage. Yay! Kim, if it makes you happy. I'm so glad it's working. Oh, Tony's been using his Epson at Workforce. He's doing a cracking job. Sheet feeder and flatbed. I do have a flatbed. It's an Epson, an old one. Very, very old. But I primarily use either, because if it was something for a flatbed, I'll just put it on the desk and use either an iPad or an iPhone and be done with it. The way that I organise that to make it easier, pro tip if you're doing that, my desk is like, well, you've seen it, it's like very pale. It's a creamy colour, very, very pale. So if I put a sheet of paper on it, there's not much definition between the paper and the desk. The other desk is a little bit better. I have another desk to my right, and that's a little bit better, but not perfect. So I bought myself a cutting mat. You know, one of these mats that's like self-healing. It's for like craft work. But I specifically wanted one that was A3 and black. Now, you can get A3 and you can get black. But what happens is it's got a pattern on both sides. And I didn't want a pattern. I was happy with the pattern on one side, but not the other. And I found one that had a pattern on one side and not the other, which was perfect. Which means when I come to scan something, or like a range of pages that are just like odd random pages that don't fit into the scanner, I just put this mat on the desk and then put the thing on top of there. And then I've got high contrast between the edge of the pages, and the scans are perfect. Absolutely perfect. Oh, and there's also a trick if you're doing photos, which I might put in a show. So let me do it. Let me know if you're doing any photo type work. So flatbed, don't use much. Other one, that must be getting on a bit now, mustn't it? That scan snap. It's quite old, that, but you know, it's still working. So I will test it on my laptop to see if it's working under Biggles before we Biggles, which is scheduled for sometime in 2024, I think. No, I know I'm going to have to do it before then, but just humour me. Can't face that. Can't face it. Jonathan agrees. You don't know how long the magazine software app will be around as well. Well, that's happened before, hasn't it? There was one called, is it Xenio?
Xenio, yeah. Xenio. I remember that one.
I don't know if that's still available. And there was another one that was like an online magazine. Oh, do you remember? There was two of them. They basically did the same job. And we loved one. Ah, the name totally escapes me. Being MacBite's notes somewhere. Like a reading app, but it wasn't a read it later app. It was like a news feed that you didn't have to put feeds in. So you opened it and you told it what your interests were, and it made like a custom magazine for you. Is this ringing any bells, Mike?
Yeah.
There were two of them. And we...
Yeah, I did a review.
Yeah, we much preferred one, but that one went away, and then we ended up with the other, and in the end, they both went away.
I will tell you.
There you go, Michael find it.
Because it's on my very dusty blog.
You see, the black hole has made Kim's life complete, which is all we need
Flipboard.
To hear.
Flipboard.
Flipboard, that was it.
What was the other one called? Zeit.
Zeit and
there
Flipboard.
There we go, Zeit and Flipboard.
I think I used Zeit, and then Zeit went, and then I used Flipboard, and then that went. And you're like, really? They were great. Both of them were great. So I'm with Jonathan. Don't trust anything that might not be there tomorrow. My PDF, I'll be able to read it tomorrow. Renee has...
Flipboard is still there.
Hmm?
Flipboard's still there.
That it might be, but it doesn't do the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. Renee throws the pages on the brown floor to scan them with Turbo Scan on the phone. Yeah, it's pretty similar, Renee, only slightly more refined. It's on a table on a mat. Principles there, though. Oh, Renee's getting anxious about the new MacBook Pro M2. You tried to screen record Teams meeting with Snagit and everything froze. Oh, how long was the team meeting? Because trust me, with the right software, you can record for hours. I have done. Because even I can't be in three places at once. I've mastered two places, but three, oh, it's pushing it a bit. Actually, I did do three the other day, didn't I? So it's four that's probably pushing it. But we had this whole day thing that was on. And it was a case of like, our schedule's like looking at a multiplex. You know, which one are you actually attending for real? Which two are you pretending to be there, and what's going to be recorded for the third one, for the fourth one? And it was an all-day extravaganza. I think it started 4 o'clock, went on till 11 o'clock. And I just let it record for 7 hours and it was fine. So it depends on what software you've got. So how long was it? Ooh, the camera on Apple iPhone, etc. are good for scanning, but when they're small print and it's coloured on a coloured background, it's been a challenge. But the Epson cuts straight through the task like butter. So jobs are good. What app are you using for that, Tony? Did you mention the app? I use, what's it called? The one from Riedel. Is it Scanner Pro?
Scanner Pro.
Scanner Pro.
Yeah.
Scanner Pro is fabulous. I've never had a problem with Scanner Pro. And I did the whole thing. You know, I checked every one of them. There was one from the people that do Unfade. That was one. There was Office Lens. That was another one. There was Scannable, which was the one from Evernote. But Scanner Pro was the best.
Hannibal the Scannable.
Yeah, that's the one. You see, Renee liked Flipboard as well.
Mm, I like
Flipboard was great. Flipboard was where it was at. Do love that. If you were recording for quite a while, that might have upset Snagit. Obviously, Camtasia can record for hours and hours, and so can ScreenFlow. Never had a problem. If you're looking for something a bit cheaper, there's Screenium. Screenium, that's a pretty good one. I did love Flipboard. I did. Because it was kind of, the news came to you because you've said what your interests were. And I've not found anything that is as good as that. I mean, one option is to like use Instapaper and just send everything there and then read Instapaper. Obviously, you could have an RSS feed reader, which I do. I use News Explorer, which I know is not the most popular, but it works. And it's cross-platform and it actually syncs. So who could ask for more? But it's just not quite the same. It's not got that like discovery thing to it where the news is coming to you. You still have to go out and do that. So you've kind of half read it by the time you get it into your, I think I'll sit down with my iPad and read for 20 minutes thing. But hey, who knows? Maybe it'll come back. Zeit was brilliant. Zeit was definitely brilliant. Right, what else have we got? An hour and a half, froze after 20 seconds. Oh dear. Not good. It should have done an hour and a half.
Here's Wendy.
Oh, the excitement.
No, I think it's a bloke.
Oh, well, never mind.
It's fine.
Oh, Kim. The wonderful thing about recording them is playing them back at two times. Do you know, this week I put this video on YouTube and I thought, is there something wrong with her? And then I realised I've been watching this particular...
No, it's Wendy.
Oh, it's Wendy, the excitement. Come on, sweet pea, over here. Come on, Lola. There you go. Put that there. Excellent. Right, let's go and find Wendy. Yeah, what was I saying? The timing. Yeah. Oh, this woman. So I thought something wrong here. And then I realised, you know, I've been watching it two times and she sounded like she was asleep. So had to up that then. Hello, Paul. Full stopped it, recorded with iPhone. I've never had that problem. The only issue I've had with recording in Snagit is what you can do with it by comparison to Camtasia. You know, it's one of those things that if you just want a recording and you just want to top and tail it, you'll be fine. But if you want to do anything else, no. Not the same. The Epson app was what you use. We'll look at Scanner Pro. Scanner Pro is great because what Scanner Pro will let you do is retrospectively change the settings. So, for instance, the other day I had a range of post-it notes on the desk. And they were written in like big chunky felt pen. Some were blue, some were red, some were a mixture of blue and red. Some were, that's the writing. Some were on a yellow post-it note and some were on a pink one. So when I took the scans, it's just, you know, snap, snap, snap. And it does it automatically. So once it keys it up and it realises it's straight, it just takes a snap. It actually... retrospectively, you can decide whether you want them colour, whether you want them black and white, whether you want them grayscale. So these look great in colour, but sometimes if you take them in colour, you get kind of patchy colour on it, and black and white would be fine. So instead of having to make your mind up before you take it, you can do it after you've taken it, which is just fantastic. The other thing that I do, because by definition, if you want to take a quick scan of something, you don't then want to have to fiddle around. So what you can do with Scanner Pro is in the configuration, you can set it up to do various things automatically. So one of the things that I do, let's have a look at it. What have I got configured here? Yes. Yes, it's Wendy, isn't it? You're going to see her in a minute. Oh, I'm a happy dog, mummy. Right. I've hooked mine up to Google Drive. And I also had it configured with OneNote at one point. You can add it to Dropbox, OneDrive, Box, Evernote, or any WebDAV server, which would include pCloud. And then what you can do is it will save it locally to the device, and it will upload it to iCloud in the Scanner Pro folder. But at the same time as it's doing that, it will back it up to Google Drive or wherever you tell it to back it up to, which means as soon as it's taken, it's backed up, which is just fabulous. I love that. Absolutely love it. Works brilliantly. Is it free? I think it's actually free as well. Because I think they're using it. Let's have a look. Scanner Pro. I think they're using it to drive people to PDF Expert. So if memory serves, it could well be free as well. Yes, it's free. It offers in-app purchases, but don't panic. The in-app purchases, what did you just say, Scanner Pro Plus? Did I buy that? I don't think so. They sell fax packs. So if you need to fax something, I know the 80s called and wanted their technology back. But you can buy like credits to fax. So what we need to know is, did I get the pro version here? And what does the pro version give you? Not a clue, but at least it's free to give it a go and see if you like it or not. Oh, Jonathan's taking us for a walk. That's handy. Saves me doing it, Jonathan. Oh, yes, it does bleat about disk space. You're quite right, Paul. But you can use a scratch disk instead of the main disk. I've never had... I've not really done, like, more than an hour with Snagit. I think it was basically just a test. Can you make a shortcut to insert the date for a scan like you do in Excel for putting the date in? So where are you actually trying to do that, Tony? At the point you're trying to name it, are you on the Mac? Are you on iOS? Where are you? And you want it to be today's date, I presume. All right, let's have a look. What's that? No, I have no idea what that is. Ah, okay, let's have a look. Right, I've tapped the button. I don't know. I have no recollection whatsoever of purchasing a pro thing for Scanner. But I've tapped Restore Purchases and it's already done. So maybe I did. I don't recall. I think if there is a paid aspect to it, it's probably going to... Or maybe I got it free because I've got PDF Expert and I paid for that. Oh, good grief, there's a photo of Mike and I. Oh, don't we look cute? Look at the age of us. 25 we were. Oh, my. this picture's come out of Mike's wallet. You should see the state of it. Oh, do you know, I remember the day that was taken. Look at the state of my teeth. No, I must put that away. It does work great, though. Scanner Pro is fantastic. Primarily for me, it was being able to edit the scans once I've taken them, so you can refine them after you've snapped them. You don't have to take it again if it didn't work, because it puts a mask on the image and that mask is editable. And the other reason was, when I came to edit that mask, instead of needing like a stylus so you can see what you're doing because your hand's in the way, it pops out a little zoom bubble to the side, away from your finger, so you can be absolute bang on accurate. It's genius. It's total genius. Absolutely love Scanner Pro. And apparently that's going to rock my world in the new version. Not new version, but the version of the scanner that is on the iPad Pro. Because the new iPad Pro apparently has got a macro lens on it as well. Oh, I'm going to be able to read all that small print. Lucky me. Is it Scanner Pro Pro? It's Scanner Pro Plus. It's silly, that, isn't it? Unless it's done with like a bundle. Is it in a bundle? It says subscription. A free... That's bizarre. I have not taken a subscription out, I can assure you. That has not happened. So I have no idea what you get with that. Maybe I'm grandfathered on it. Maybe it's available in a bundle. Where if you've got app 1, you get app 2. and then you get the profit. No idea. They did give me an offer the other day on PDF Expert in-app purchase on iOS. I would only pay £25 a year. Yeah, not happening. No. The features that they put in this subscription for £50 a year in PDF Expert for iOS were just shocking. They were not worth that kind of money. They said they were adding new features in the future, but then I'll think about paying in the future and not now, hey? So I left that alone. They said I had 24 hours to decide whether to take this special offer or not. I thought, do you know what you can do with your special offer? Yeah, especially. You can hear Wendy. Yes, I've got the window open. So that's Wendy reversing the van. Hello, Dee. I think TurboScan was probably one of the ones I tried, Renee. And it was nuanced. They all do a similar job and they all did it pretty well. It was just, I thought with that one, the fact it would automatically back up, the fact I'd got this pop-out Zoom bubble, it just worked. So it worked for me. Quite happy to switch. If the day comes that they demand, a subscription for anything to work, I'll just move to something else. Office Lens wasn't bad, and that's totally free. Office Lens had another feature that all of the others didn't. And that is, when you tell it what you're taking a picture of, what you're scanning. So you could be scanning a document, you could be scanning a business card, or you could be trying to take a photo of a whiteboard. And it had different settings for all of those circumstances. So if you were scanning a business card, normally on a business card, it says telephone number, fax number, mobile number. It actually converted that information to a contact VCF for you, which is genius. And if it was a whiteboard, it did like the de-skew on it. And it did a really good job with whiteboards. So I think if I was somewhere and I wanted to capture the whiteboard, I probably would do it with Office Lens. And the benefit is once it's captured it, you get to say what format you want it saved in. So you could say PDF or you could say a JPEG or a PNG. But because it's Office Lens, you also get the opportunity to save it as a PowerPoint file, which sounds like overkill. But when you get it into PowerPoint, instead of it being pixel based, it's vector based. So it's totally editable. Oh, loved it. So I've left that on my phone. I took most of the others off, but I left that one on as well. Right. XMind has just released the 2021 version for Mac and desktop. Is this a repurchase or is it already subscription, Deb? Remind me. Oh, we talked about that the other day, Paul. Tracy and I. The card hop thing. Yeah. We haven't got the Fantastical subscription. So when we got the mail that was like, oh, great news, this is included in your Fantastical subscription. It's like, but I don't have one. So it's actually going to cost me $50 a year or however much it is. So Tracy's reaction was, won't be updating. We'll keep the old version. And mine was, I think I'll just uninstall it and be done. So that worked well for them. Have you got a Fantastical sub or is it included in setup? Can never remember if that one's in setup. The sun, is this a real thing? Apparently so. It's a bit warm here, hence the window being open. You went to the safari park. Oh, excellent. Let's have a look. Let's have a look at the link. Let's grab hold of it. So you've been out on a jolly, Renee. Well, I've been sat here with 19 sessions to deal with. Okay, fair enough. Right, let's have a look. They are magnificent, aren't they? Look at those. And that does look a nice environment for them to be in. Last time I saw giraffes, they're stunning creatures. I think it was London Zoo, and they lived in like a brick house. It didn't look like that. That does look really nice. Subscriptions are updated. Mobile hasn't updated yet. I think I did look at that one. I probably had it at one point. Shall we have a look what I had in 1Password? You want me to enter my password? Don't be utterly ridiculous. I did not reboot. I did not do anything. Oh, you updated, you swine, didn't you? One password updated, so now I need to enter my password. Oh, for crying out loud. That means I've got to talk and type my password. I'm going completely wrong here. Fingers crossed. Oh, got it right first time. It's about 90 odd characters. That's why it's an issue. Right, X-Mind, what did I have? I did. It was part of a Mac update promo going back to 2010. So I had it from 2010 onwards, but I pretty much exclusively use MindNode now. Which was one of the issues. One of the things that people said they wanted was like a mind mapping 101. So an application agnostic mind mapping 101, which I'm quite happy to do. Are you happy to do that, Lola? No, Mummy. The problem is if I start talking about the principles of mind mapping, but I'm in MindNode, are you going to get snarky because it's not your app? That's the question. It would be like showing word processing, but not in Word when you're using Word. So does the app matter? Let me know. Right. Catching up. You subscribe for a year and you don't have a current subscription. You can still use Hardcop without subscription. Some of the features are subscription only. The thing that put me off, Paul, because I was quite happy to leave Fantastical as just like the original version, because I didn't actually use it as my main calendar. Fantastical I used for two reasons. One was to put today's date in a nice little icon in the menu bar. And when I say nice little icon, it's got like a red stripe at the top and it tells you what day it is as well. That. And the second thing I did was I had a shortcut which expanded that icon to like a float down window, a pop down window from the icon, and then used the natural language thing to put events in it. And it worked great for that. That was all I wanted. I didn't want the big window with all of the fancy features, just wanted that. So when it updated on one machine, every time I went to do something with it, it was, you know, take a subscription out. And I got these pop-up messages all the time. I know a lot of people complained about them and they said, you know, well, we'll kind of reduce the frequency. I just don't want to see them full stop. Because I did pay for those versions and they weren't cheap. It wasn't like one of these apps that was like 99 pence or free. And then it went to like $49.99. I mean, I remember buying Ulysses and I think I got it, you know, like they have these flash sales. I think one was $2 Tuesday. So it was $1.99. And then the price shot up. But I was grandfathered on this thing. They just kept giving me free updates, which I very much appreciated. And then, of course, it went subscription. So sometimes you get like a really cheap app, but that was not a cheap app. I think it was about £40. And I know it was my choice to only use certain bits of it, but I just want to use those certain bits. So in the end, I just uninstalled it. So what I now do, the natural language is nice. But I'll be honest, 99.9% of the events that go on my calendar, I get some kind of ICS file or it's added automatically when I register. So I very seldom need to actually, I'm never, ever on the phone with someone and say, oh yes, I can do next Tuesday and type it in. That never, ever happens. It's highly unlikely to be on the phone to someone. You know what I'm like. Oh, it's a phone as well, is it? I thought it was a glorified iPod Touch. So that the natural language is probably the only thing. But I used an app after that called The Clock from the App Store. And, you know, it's 99% of the way there. So I'm not particularly concerned about it. But I guess, you know, if it is your calendar app of choice, the same, say exactly what we've just said goes for BusyCal, doesn't it? Because we know the subscription by stealth that they introduced. If I had to pay for that, I probably would, because that is the calendar where I do my heavy lifting. You can duplicate an appointment in Google Calendar, but it's horrible. Whereas all you have to do in BusyCal is hold down the option key and drag, and you're done. You can also have like groupings of calendars. So we have like a group that is just the Map Bites calendars, because there's more than one. There's a public calendar, there's a private calendar, there's a content creation calendar. So there's a range of calendars. So I would actually have to pay for that. But the thing is, like I've said, they just hack me off. And that's a problem. I'm not a happy user then. I'm a grumpy user. But you can do it right, where I'm like, okay, I need to pay a subscription, but I'm happy to do so because of the way the thing is delivered, like MindNode. MindNode Plus is a subscription, but it opens it on all your platforms. Like I said the other day, you get a year's free trial if you've used it before. You got an entire version free. They just did it the right way, so I'm not grumpy with them. Even though it's a subscription, I'm not grumpy with them. Right. Let's catch up. Okay. Catching up about the mind map thing. This naming thing, Paul's saying use Alfred or Keyboard Maestro, is this to name the files? And if it is it on the Mac? Because probably the easiest way to do it is your text expander. Yes, you could do something with Alfred, with a workflow. You could do it with Keyboard Maestro. But if you don't have Keyboard Maestro, because that's quite expensive, you could probably do it with your text expander, because they usually have some kind of code for dates. I do that. Mine is section key date, and it puts in, no, D, section key D, and it puts in today's date. Section key DT puts in today's date and time. And then you can do variations on that by adding extra things to it. And that's just the fastest way I've found to do it. Right, so Kim says, not me, I use Mind Map. For Paul, the map, the app doesn't matter. Principles are the same, says Deb. That was my thinking, and particularly like how to mind map, how it's more the theory of it, isn't it? But some people are quite literal. Oh, you should have been there today when someone was explaining what a Zettelkasten was, and I was rolling on the floor laughing. It was like, yeah, that's like 1% of what a Zettelkasten is. Oh, make it stop. Because he was trying to implement it in Notion, which is tricky. That's tricky for a Zettelkasten. It's so manual by comparison to Rome or Obsidian. We did get asked, when was that? I think it was the first Mad May session. Somebody wanted a session on Obsidian, which I had mentioned back in February. Do you remember when Notion at the show notes? You'll never forget it, neither will I. And I started looking at all the systems I had and couldn't find one that worked offline. And I mean totally offline, like Armageddon's happened. Does it work offline? And Obsidian was the one I came up with. And I spent probably about half an hour getting it looking like I wanted it to look. And then over the course of the next couple of days, it was like, that shortcut key's not going to work, and I'm going to have to move that over there. So after about 3 days, it was like, that's pretty perfect. At which point, somebody did ask about a demo, and I said that I had no problem doing that. And then Craft appeared, and new and shiny, and off I went, because that does work offline, and it's new and it's shiny. Where Obsidian, there was a huge overlap between Obsidian and Rome. I mean, they're probably like 95% overlap. Now, Obsidian's totally free. So a lot of people go the Obsidian route, not Rome, because Rome's not cheap. But the features in that 5% that Rome has, I mean, I heard somebody say the other day it's $15 a month, but I'm on the Believer plan, so I only pay $8. And I thought, ditto. And then he made the point and said, you know what, if it was $50 a month, I'd still pay it. And I thought, don't tell Connor that. That's the guy who owns it. But I thought about what he'd said and I thought, yep, so would I. It's that good. But it's very, very difficult to explain why it's that good. But, you know, principles are principles are principles. But this guy had to go off piste with a Zettelkasten because Notion's not the place for a Zettelkasten. Yes, you can do it, but, you know, I could probably get a screw in a wall with a hammer. But why would I do that? I love it when people want to use one app for everything. I want to write, you know, my autobiography. I think I'll use my email client. No, that's not the way to do it. So, yeah, it would be principal, but let's see. I've got a link there from Dee, so I'm going to look at that as well. Paul used it for exactly the same reasons as me. You see, they, to me, were the killer features of it. And I do remember going into the only time the big window opened, the full screen thing, was when I inadvertently double clicked something. He's like, no, I didn't mean to do that. Go away. Oh, yes, you've got a big window, haven't you? But when I did investigate it, I did a comparison between. Now, what were they called in that? Basically, calendar groups, where you grouped your calendars together and you could turn them on and off. Like, these are my personal calendars, turn them on. These are my work calendars, turn them off. So on and off like that. And they both had this feature, and I think Fantastical possibly edged it. And then a new BusyCal came out and they did it totally differently. But those were the killer features. If they made like a 99 pence subscription for just that, I might have gone for it. But the clocks icon is actually nicer. So what I have to do with that, because the thing is called the clock, it doesn't just give you the date icon. It needs to give you a clock as well. And I do not need a clock because I already have a clock. So I have to turn off the system clock. But you know, you can't tell the difference. You've seen my screen and you can't tell the difference. And that, having the clock there, because you can now hide it, can't you? Some people just don't have the time showing. But I find that so useful. Because if I'm recording something to go through it later. Oh, this is a pro tip for you. If I'm recording something for later. And I'm making notes. I'll make notes in Rome. And Rome has an ability to timestamp. So you've got a shortcut key and it will timestamp. So if I put a timestamp on it with like one shortcut key, whatever I'm recording, it's got the clock in the corner. So I can really quickly get back to that minute in the video because it's the current time. Not the time offset from the start of the video. So I can't capture the fact that I'm 42 minutes 37 seconds in. What I can capture is the current time. So having that clock in the corner is fantastic. In fact, I should probably put the seconds on for when I'm doing stuff like that. That would make it even better. Oh dear. Hello, Tracy. Oh, Paul's got the clock as well. The clock's brilliant for different time zones, isn't it?
Wendy says hello.
Oh, Wendy. It was Wendy.
Sweet pea.
Sweet pea.
You That's don't annoying. Like satsumas.
I can smell that.
Do you want some?
No, it's fine. Summer is from the 5th of July to September. I could well do without it. I'm hoping for rain.
When they do substitutions.
Oh, what have they done now?
I'm not talking about Ollie either. Do you think it's AI or a person?
I think at the beginning it was AI, but I would think now there's a possibility it was a person, but I don't know. Go on, surprise me.
I ordered chicken Kiev, and they've sent...
They didn't send you a guy, a tourist guide to Russia, did they?
No, they sent mini breaded chicken fillets.
Oh, well, that's reasonable, isn't
well,
it?
I took them.
I'm a bit behind in the chat, but that's the link to Scanner Pro. That's a link to their website, and it does say free download. But I found it pretty functional. And if you scroll down the page that I've just given you, there is a bit where it says enjoy professional looking documents. And you can drag a slider left to right, and it is that good. When you take a screenshot, it is that good. So go and have a look at that. Was there any other substitutions?
There's a different brand of water.
Yeah, we can cope with that, can't we? If it's the same price.
And a different brand of salad.
Do salads have brands?
Yeah.
Oh.
They have naked salad and romaine salad and little gem and sweet gem.
Crying out loud. Right.
Oh, and those tomatoes you like.
Oh, they're my favourites, those.
Yeah, they're all orange this week.
Oh, they're supposed to be different colours.
I think that's a different brand as well.
Hey, you're welcome, Tony. That's the one. That's the one. Give it a try. Like I say, it's free. I'm not sure what the features are in the pro version because I appear to have it and I've never paid for it. So I don't know how that's happened. It's probably the automatic upload and stuff. If I was sorting out advanced features, that's what I'd do. But if you could save them to one place, you could maybe automatically set up something somewhere else to do the transfer. But I just like the fact that, you know, if you're out and you take a quick scan of... If you're out... Did you see what I did there? Oh, my memory is good, isn't it, going back that far? But, you know, if you're out and you take a scan of something, you can literally throw it away because it's backed up. It's on the phone. It's in iCloud because Scanner Pro will sync. And it's in however many of your backup locations you've chosen to upload it to. This is why it's good we've got unlimited data, not that we're using it, are we? No, it's there for when the internet goes down. That's what it's there for. Right, let's carry on now. Huh. Oh, there's not more riots, is there? I'm thinking in the summer it'll either quieten down because people will be like, they'll be let out then, and then they'll just be doing their, you know, let's have a beer and sun ourselves. Or they'll go absolutely stir crazy. We've got a bank holiday on Monday, haven't we?
We have indeed.
I've got sessions, but we do actually have a bank holiday. Renee says that's not a brand. Oh.
You have had enough.
I know. She's just talking. Leave her be. It's a bit beyond you doing magic beans. Rubbish, Tony. You're going to be an expert in paperless by the time we've finished. Totally. So now Tracy's in with us, although she may be driving and may have disappeared. We were discussing mind mapping and whether principles of mind mapping transcends apps. You tried mind mapping once, didn't you?
Once. Yeah, once.
Once was enough, was it?
No, twice.
Oh, twice?
Yeah.
Was the second one under your own steam, or was
no,
I guiding
the first
you?
One was under my own steam.
The second
no,
one
I've done
I was guiding.
I've done it three times. First one was under your steam. The second one I did myself. And then the third one was under your steam.
And they'll be using it again?
In my mind. See what I did there?
He doesn't look keen. I did, mate.
You did what?
I did see what you did there. I started off with them. What are you putting your head in there for? Your balm pot. I've opened the bag that's next to us with the ice blocks in to get some ice out. And as I'm trying to shut the lid, somebody's got the head in it.
And it wasn't me.
There wasn't anything edible in there, Lola. Oh, I think she needs a little biscuit.
She'll have a biscuit.
We'll have a biscuit. See, look, she's hungry.
Hungry bear.
She's starving.
It's that or nothing.
I'll have that, right.
Don't be
but
so...
If you pour...
Don't be so ungrateful. There's starving bears in the world.
See, she'll have it if you make her give a pour for it.
I do that in the morning.
It's like, give me a pour. And if she does it, it's like, oh, well, as soon as I've done that, I'll eat it. She's absolutely barking. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Yes, so, notes apps I was talking about with Obsidian. So... We had a request for that, which was a bit weird in the middle of an affinity session, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mike was like, isn't that a notes app? So we have had a request for that. Now, there's a couple of ways of doing it. We could either just do Obsidian so you can see what it is, because it's free. So you could definitely download and play with it. Or we could do it as like, what's a Zettelkasten and why do you care? So what do you think? Let me know. Or is it like I use Evernote and that's all I'm interested in? In which case, that's fine. Tell me that. Tell me what you think.
Yes, I saw your Slack conversation with Tracy about tomatoes.
I'm not even going there.
Tracy grows tomatoes.
Tracy's fantastic.
And was telling Renee all about them.
I did tomatoes once, and we did strawberries once.
I did radishes.
But, you know, we just moved in here, so I'd have been 12. And it was like, yeah, great, right, let's move on.
I did womble radishes. I think I've told that story before.
You did, I remember them.
And at school I did watercress.
I love D's attitude. You can have a whole conversation about tomatoes. Oh, absolutely. Kim's happy to try anything, but Zettelkasten, K-A-S-T-E-N. It's German. It's a single word and it's German. it tends to blow your mind. That's the thing. It's like if you do what azetilcastin is in isolation from actually seeing it and how it might be valuable, you're just like, what? It just becomes bizarre. So possibly the principles of network note-taking might be a better approach. There you go. That might be a much better approach. Oh, Tracy wants azetilcastin and obsidian. Obsidian is becoming very, very popular because it's a very fully featured way of working with azetilcastin stroke network notes. Whereas with Rome, it's a paid-for toy. But the difference between Rome and obsidian, it's narrowing fractionally. But there again... Oh, Lola, have you heard yourself? You should be ashamed. She doesn't look in the slightest bit ashamed. The guy who's pushing this is Connor, who makes Rome. So everybody else who's brought out, you know, a Rome clone, and trust me, there are a million Rome clones. One of them is cheekily called Athens, as in a place in Italy, Rome.
Greece.
And Athens, oh, Greece, wherever they are. I don't know. You know what I'm like. That it's just a rip-off. And I think, well, okay, so I go for the second one, I go for the clone. But one, it's not their passion. So, you know, if the money stops coming in, they're gone. This is Connor's passion. It's Connor's baby. It's not going anywhere until Connor does, because it is his number one thing. And the other thing is that all of the ideas that's got network note-taking to where it is in Rome, is like, it's from him. So these clones, where do they go? When they've built up their app and it's a complete replica of Rome, where do they take it? And I don't think they do. Right, so I'll put it on the list then. We have had that. Right, what have we got going on in here? Kim might need a build with me to really understand it. I think you'd need a build with me to actually explain it, to be honest. Otherwise, it just becomes... I mean, theory's fine as far as it goes. But you'd need to see the benefits of it. You need to sell the sizzle. So I think it'd have to be where you're building something. But you could do that. You could do that in Rome. You could do that in Obsidian. It doesn't matter. Probably Obsidian, I would say. I'll put it on the list. But I've just added two more sessions to the document library thing. So we did two last week. We've got two this week. We've got two next week. Kim will like next week's. I know that for a fact, because it was her idea. Document library in DevonThink. So one's DevonThink and one is Evernote. So we'll do six in total. Lola! Telling the whole world we're starving you, you lying little toad dog. Look at chicken. I'll take a picture. I've got a picture of this for later, but I will take this picture. Lola! Lola! Come on, look at mummy. You might well hide. You might well look ashamed of yourself. Right, let's get that picture. We got one there. Which is the best one? Probably that one. Yes, you can see what little madam's done. I'll put that in the presentation later. Crafty little madam. The impaled chicken is still impaled. But she has had an exciting day, hasn't she? All of that will be revealed later. Airdrop. Right, let's get that onto there. Right, eventually it'll get there. Okay. She's talking, Kim. She cracks us up most of the time. She is not starving. Do not let her think that we are starving her. Do not think we're starving her, because we're not. Tony has over 500 client folders to scan and file, so you guess you'll be nosing the books and one eye on YouTube for weeks before you take that mission on. It'll be so worth it when you do, though. It'll be amazing. DevonThink, yes, indeed, Kim. DevonThink. You hate it when Apple sends you screen time reports. Just gamify it, Renee. If mine says your stats are down this week, I'm depressed. So I gamify it. And if it says, like, you know, you've spent 18 hours a day in this app, yeah, and? What of it? What's it got to do with you? Tony thinks, Devon thinks the way to go, but naming the scans will take a lifetime with one finger and a thumb. The thing with Devon think is, where, at least on a temporary basis, while you go through all of that, Devon think will OCR. So if your scans aren't OCR'd anywhere else and you take them into Devon think, you can get Devon think to OCR them. And the search in Devon think is AI driven. So it's amazingly powerful. So if you're looking for like a name, it will find it irrespective of what the file's called. So you could just do all of the scanning and dump it in an inbox. But if it's OCR'd, the search will work just as well as if it had file names. So Devon think may well be the way to go. Oh, Kiva's on Benadryl. She's sleeping. Poor Kiva. Maybe we could get some of that for Lola. Oh, well, never mind. This is Lola's world and we're all just living in it. We are. In her mind, Dee, that's exactly what's happening. It is exactly what's happening. A black skin on the new iMac. That's exactly what I need. No, actually, I need a proper iMac. See you later, Paul. You refuse to buy bling for computers. I must admit, Kim, I'm a bit like that. It's like, you see this keyboard. I saw this keyboard years ago, and it was for a particular app. And when I had my Amiga, the Amiga had like a strip at the top above the function keys that you could rest stuff on. And you could buy, and I mean, it was all its money back then, you could buy a kind of plastic, looked like a 12-inch ruler that was folded in half. And you unfolded it, so it was like 12 inches, and you popped it just above the function keys. And it was a function key reference guide. Loved it. After that, I saw this keyboard, and the keys were multicoloured and had all the shortcuts on. And I thought, oh, I'm loving that. But it was hideously expensive. I very nearly contemplated that for Hindenburg. There is a Hindenburg keyboard. But I thought you'd be swapping the keys out. You'd be swapping the keyboard. And I decided in the end to get the Stream Deck instead, which is what I do. And I do learn the shortcut keys. You know what I'm like with shortcut keys. Every week I add at least 2 shortcut keys. I'm contemplating how I'm going to add a shortcut key to PowerPoint for a function that isn't in the menu. That's bad form, that. If it's not in the menu and it's not in the archive either of all the menu items, then how do I assign a shortcut key to it? So I'd have to do the screen recording thing and see if that worked. So we'll see how that is. Right, we better head off, haven't we? It's two show Friday and I'm nowhere near ready. So I've got an hour to get ready. Right, I think we're caught up. I will see that. In terms of the OCRing, tell you more. Okay, Tony. Right, what we'll do is, as soon as we finish, I'm going to make a note of the stuff that we've said, mind mapping and Obsidian and OCRing in Devon think, and we'll fit it in. We will fit it in. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.